Where is your confidence when you pray? Do you feel the very fact that you have said a prayer is somehow able to gain an answer? Do you feel a little more assured of an answer if you weep while you pray and ask for God's help? Do you think that your petition will be more effective before God if others pray with you than if you pray alone? Well, if you answer yes to those questions, it indicates that you're depending on the wrong thing when you pray. Why do you expect God to answer your prayers? Upon what basis do you approach Him? What right do you have to present any petition before the sovereign God of the universe? The answer to those questions will make clear one of the requirements for an effective prayer life. For like road signs which direct you to your desired destination, God has set forth Bible principles to guide you to answered prayer. The first principle is that you must pray with faith in God. The second principle is that you must pray with a spirit of loving forgiveness toward other people. The third principle, which we will study now, is that you must approach God in the name of Jesus Christ, your Savior, His Son. The Bible repeatedly states that prayers are heard in heaven only when they are presented in the name of Jesus. John 14, verses 13 and 14 records these words of Jesus, "Whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it." Again, Jesus said, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you, that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, and that whatsoever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you." Yet again, we hear the words of Jesus, "Hitherto ye have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full." Now, other writers of the Holy Scriptures take up the theme. The Apostle Paul declares that all prayer must be offered in the name of Jesus, even giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. If the Bible said it but once, that would be sufficient. But over and again, God declares that prayer is answered only when it is offered in the name of Jesus. It is no mere formality, therefore, that we conclude our prayers with an expression like, "in Jesus' name," or "for Jesus' sake." For the statement is an indication that we know we can approach God only by the person of Jesus Christ. It is just as Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Now, what does it mean to offer prayer in Jesus' name? It does not mean we just use the proper name, Jesus, in praying. No, much more than that is involved. The name of Jesus refers to the authority of Jesus. Suppose a crime was committed in your community. The police investigation led to a house where the lawbreakers were in hiding. The officers would knock on the door and say, "Open in the name of the law." Now, that would not mean that one of them was named L-A-W, law, and they were requiring the opening of the door in that person's name. Rather, it would mean that the authority vested in the law officers of the community required that the door be open when the welfare of the community was involved. Now, Jesus has authority before God the Father. He is God's only begotten Son, in whom God is well pleased. We come to God in prayer, not on the basis of our own rights, but upon the basis of the right Jesus has before God. The Bible declares that Christians are heirs of God. More than that, they are joint heirs with Jesus Christ, according to Romans 8:17. Now that term, joint heirs, means equal heirs. Whatever belongs to Jesus belongs to those who are in Christ, that is, to all Christian believers. We receive that priceless inheritance the moment we trust Jesus as personal Savior. Now that is what makes answered prayer possible. A young man and a young woman are married. At a point in the ceremony, he slips the ring on the finger of his bride and says, "With this ring I thee wed, and with my worldly goods I thee endow." Now the statement means that henceforth the bride has the right to claim possession of all that belongs to the groom. A few days later, they go to the bank where her signature is certified to draw against the account that the groom has deposited in the bank. She draws his money by his authorization. Now, in like manner, you become a Christian by being placed in Christ. Because of your union with Him, your signature is now certified at the bank of heaven. You can approach God with request for the supply of your needs, and the petitions will be granted. The bridegroom, Jesus Christ, has authorized you to come in His name. As you ask and God gives, the Father is glorified in the Son. Through prayer in the name of Jesus, your needs are supplied, and God's glory is displayed. No wonder the prayer of the upright is God's delight. Take careful thought to apply that principle to your personal prayers. You cannot pray and get an answer unless you come to God in the name of Jesus. Now, where is your confidence when you pray? Do you feel the very fact that you have said a prayer is somehow able to gain an answer? Do you feel a little more assured of an answer if you weep while you pray and ask for God's help? Do you think that your petition will be more effective before God if others pray with you than if you pray alone? Well, if you answer yes to those questions, it indicates that you're depending on the wrong thing when you pray. Ask that first question once again. In whom do you trust for answered prayer? Well, the question is not what you trust, but whom you trust when you pray. The Christian's confidence must be in God the Father and Jesus the Savior. Do not place any trust in your emotions, nor your persistence, nor your companionship in prayer. Those are not what prevails before God. The key to answered prayer is the authority of Jesus Christ before God the Father. The Bible teaches us to be earnest in prayer. It encourages us to share our needs with one another and to pray for one another. It approves our weeping before the Lord under those circumstances which merit it, but those are not the things which guarantee an answer. Only the name of Jesus Christ has the authority to open the doors of heaven and cause to be poured forth the blessings we seek. In giving Jesus as the sacrifice for our sins, God has given the best and most that heaven has to offer. Therein is the secret to our prayers having acceptance before God. Listen to Romans 8:32. He that spared not his own Son, but freely delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Because Jesus' name is the authority we have to approach God, Jesus is our representative, our advocate, our mediator, our intercessor before the Father. There is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. Oh, take heart. Whatever you need, you have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. You do not come in your own merit nor upon your own righteousness. Come with confidence and in His name draw all you need from the limitless resources in heaven. Now suppose a person wrote you a check in payment for services rendered. The withdrawal would come from his bank account, what he had deposited in his name, and not from your bank account. So you do not approach God in prayer with any thoughts of your merits before Him. You have no deposit in the bank of heaven apart from Jesus Christ. No petition will be honored there if it is not presented in His name. Forget yourself. Place all your attention on Him. Then have boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, to ask and receive all you need to live a life of godliness and to render Christian service. You will never overdraw when your prayer is offered in the name of Jesus. Review these three principles of prayer which we have discussed to this point. First, come to God in faith. Second, come to God in loving forgiveness toward any who have wronged you. Third, come to God in the name of Jesus Christ. And follow these principles in prayer. The Lord will give you the desires of your heart. Listen once more to the words of Jesus. Whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. And so, in order to pray effectively, let us learn to pray in Jesus' name.